In the 20 years Pepper Maggio had lived among the women in the organization, a lot had changed. She was the spitting image of her birth mother, Gina, with dark curly hair, a heart-shaped face, and full red lips. The only trait she'd received from her Russian father was his cool gray eyes. Because they were so similar to her other mothers, everyone could pretend she'd received that biological trait from Val. It wasn't out of the realm of possibility. Pepper often imagined that her brilliant Aunt Toni had found a way to combine the genetics of her two moms in her lab, and the result was Pepper. Of course, that wasn't true, but the fairy tale remained a part of the story she told herself until she overheard the truth one night. Since Pepper also shared the dispassionate way Val, Mama V, or MV for short, viewed the world, it was an easy lie to believe. No one thought MV was dispassionate about everything because her family and fellow sisters in the organization meant the world to her. Val would die for any of them and protect them with her last dying breath. MV had special fighting skills unparalleled by any of the other agents in the organization. No one dared to give an official name to her mother's specialty. After taking over for Maggie, who had passed away last year, Char was their competent leader. Toni and Danny were the organization's tech gurus, Rhonda, their munitions expert, Cindy, all things medical, and Kim, their master of disguises. Everyone else, including Sophie, who handled most of the training, was simply a badass agent and totally cool human being. The organization had found a way to live more openly in the world rather than hiding out in the fortified tunnels of their primary hub. Taking a page from Char, all the agents had developed alter egos, complete with backstories cleverly created by Toni. They still lived together, but now their residence was topside, as they liked to call it, in a sprawling complex purchased from funds not necessarily obtained in the most conventional manner. In fact, they procured most of their money illegally. For Pepper and all the others associated with the organization, how they ran their operation created absolutely no moral ambiguity for any of them. That included the instances when they sent her mother Val to eliminate a particularly deplorable member of society. After all, it was always a last resort. Justifying their actions always came down to the fact that they were the good guys and gals. Although most agents were women, Char had branched out and employed a few good men. Pepper relaxed in the media room, listening to the news. Stretched out on the anti-gravity chair with a pint of ice cream in her lap, her eyes never left the 100-inch monitor. Her focus remained on Grace Turner, the youngest person to win a Nobel Peace Prize. She beat out Malala Yousafzai, who had won the prize over 20 years ago for her tireless work on education for women and girls. Pepper listened intently as Grace Turner spoke passionately about the mining industry. She explained that materials such as nickel, manganese, and cobalt incentivized modern-day slavery, human trafficking, and child labor. An outcome of the world's ever-increasing appetite for technology powered by batteries, comprised of these precious materials, was taking the world in a deplorable direction. Politicians and corporate greed turned a blind eye to the conditions of the mines and the health and safety dangers of working with these minerals. Not only was Grace beautiful, but she was also a social activist who couldn't care less whose toes she stepped on. Unfortunately, her influence on the world stage made her a target for many powerful men who could not care less about anything but profit. Some asshat had already made two attempts on her life. Grace had shrugged off both attacks as the price of getting her message across the world. Pepper dropped her spoon when Joy, Char, and Toni's daughter interrupted her intense focus. "Ooh, watching your girlfriend again?" Joy teased before gracefully settling her lanky body into one of the theater seats. She reached for the built-in storage unit next to the chair and pulled out a bag of chips. "She's not my girlfriend," Pepper huffed. "I've never even met her. Besides, who has time for a girlfriend? It's not like you and Alina would ever let me have one. It would interfere too much with our plan to get the moms to let us join the organization. Who else is going to keep you two in line?" "Speaking of that, I have a plan to get them to rethink their stance. We can use spring break as the perfect cover. I've been tracking this guy who could lead us to the big fish." Joy pulled apart the top of the bag of chips and dug inside. "Really? You finally got that toy of yours working?" Joy grinned. "I did."